Hey you, Nina here. This episode plays with relational trauma, trauma responses in relationship to other people. You might know about the very popular fight, flight, freeze, but do you know some of the other responses I'm going to share? You know, we're going to be taking the mystery out of why some people do what they do in relationship with other people. So I am curious. You ready to play?
Welcome to Triggered. Can we play with that? You know that moment when your emotions ramp up in an instant, leaving you feeling helpless, frozen, or out of control? In that moment, you've been emotionally hijacked, the very definition of triggered. And I want to ask you, can we play with that? I'm Nina L. Garcia, drama therapist and empowerment coach of Houston Creative Arts Therapy. Join me as we discover ways to empower you and the people who mean the most to you to transform hard conversations into teachable moments. Triggered. Real playful. Real respectful. Real empowered.
So this episode is playing with relational trauma. And before we even launch into that, I want to go ahead and talk about what a trauma response is, period, right? What is a threat, period? Let's go to the basics. So a threat, something threatening that happens to your life, right? Whatever the case is, if it's a wild dog running after you or a car gone askew on the road about to come at you, right? It's anything that threatens your life. And your body responds with a natural threat response, right? In order to help you survive, it has a very natural response to whatever's happening in its environment. If there is a trauma that develops, right? The stressor then gets included in your body, right? The stress stays there. This is now a trauma response. And while it is a natural response to a threat in your environment, it is a survival response. The challenge comes if it continues to pop up in your life when there is no actual threat. I repeat, the problem is when your body, mind, feelings keep reacting in the present moment as if there is a threat, but there is not. This is what we know popularly on this podcast as being triggered, okay? A trigger is something in the present moment that triggers a bigger and older narrative for your body to respond to in as if it were happening in that moment, but it's not. So, in particular, where I really want to lean in when we think about threat responses and trauma responses and how that can continue to come back is how it shows up specifically in relational trauma. When you as a human being experience abuse, neglect, or suffering at the hands of someone you relied on, this is when relational trauma can develop. Because you survived that relationship using a particular threat and trauma response, this then continues to show up in your other relationships. This poses lots of challenges, folks, especially if that response that saved you at one point is now habitually been used for years and years. That's a problem. It can be a problem. So for those of us who are like snap, crackle, pop, that might be me, let's dive in. We want to take away the mystery. When people blow up or implode, right, whether they explode or implode with their emotions, it is not a mystery why. There's something that's triggering them. So today's episode is really going to invite you to look at actually giving you some labels for why people might be doing what they're doing emotionally. What's going to be really helpful for today's episode is if you already have in mind a relationship in your life where there is conflict. While it does not mean that there is necessarily relational trauma, for those of us who know we definitely have or might have had relational trauma in the past, this can be really, really helpful. And even if we have not had relational trauma in the sort of textbook way that we might look at it, We all have relationships where there is conflict. So I want to invite you to take out your journal if you haven't already, or click save in your mind. What relationship that has conflict in your life are you going to be thinking about for the next few minutes? What a lot of people don't talk about is submit and attach. Sometimes you will hear this easily remembered as fight, flight, freeze, appease. Appease includes both submit and attach. You to look at these five different ways of response and reacting that we have in moments. I'm also going to break it down for you in what each of those looks like physically, mentally, and emotionally. And if you identify with one, I want you to write it down or click save, because I would really want you to ask yourself, if that is what is sounding familiar to your journey, is that how you want it to be? And if it's not, how can you be more intentional about shifting it? How can you be more intentional, about putting yourself in the driver's seat and not letting your emotions hijack you? Yeah? Yeah. Okay. So let's do some general examples. I'm going to start with fight. I do think it's the easiest one to recognize. So here goes. If you are in your conflictual relationship, whatever relationship you've chosen where there's conflict, and your typical response is fight, physically, you might throw things or push them away. Mentally, you might get defensive and start coming up with ways to attack their personal character or things that they value. That's a fight mental response. Emotionally, for fight, you might blow up. You might yell and scream, and your emotions might go all over the place without a container, which of course pushes the other person away, which is the objective of the fight response. If you feel threatened, right? And that's just your body feels threatened. These are ways that it can respond if it would choose the fight response as its threat response. So that one I want you to take away, click save. We're going to keep going. If in your conflictual relationship, flight is what typically happens, you will notice this physically by potentially drinking, drugs, self-medication, any of those things that help you get away, disappear. I just want to, escape for a minute. That is flight. Now, physically, those are the things you'll do. Mentally, it's things that help you distance, check out, escape, right? That is flight. Emotionally, flight is changing from one to another emotion. It's like all of a sudden, oh, I'm not scared or feeling threatened. I'm really tired. I don't know if I can talk about this right now. I need to go to sleep. Or man, emotionally, I just feel like I'm unclear about how I'm feeling. That is flight. It's actually pulling you out of the moment. It's trying to get you to emotionally exit your body, friends. That's how flight shows up. If freeze is your response when there's conflict in relationships, physically, you feel like you can't move. You feel stuck. Mentally, you might actually have a thought blockage. It's like you're like, it's right. I just thought blockage. That is what happens to you when like the words won't come and you want to be able to explain or share or express. Thought blockage happens mentally for those of us who freeze. Emotionally, you may go numb. Emotional freezes, that's a numb response, right? That is your freeze response is what's happening there. Take your notes, and I'm going to keep going. Appease, remember, has submit and attach. So for submit, physically, you make yourself physically smaller. You might hunch down. You might sit down, lay down, whatever it takes to make yourself less threatening. That is submit physically. Mentally, your thoughts may begin to say things like, I'm not as smart as them. I'm not as powerful as them. That is a submit response. And let's remember here, it is for your survival. Your body wants you to survive at all costs. Emotionally, a submit response might be minimizing your feelings relative to the other person in the situation. Your feelings don't matter as much. That's what you end up saying to yourself, right? Oh, it's not really that big a deal. Sound familiar, friends? That is the submit response. Take some notes. And without judgment, let's keep going. Attach. Now, attach is very interesting, and we won't really get to dive into it today. But physically, if attach is your response in relational conflict, you may put yourself near that other person. You may expect that you are physically near them, that they're the one to call you, right? That's it. You put yourself right there for them to get you. That's attach. Or flip side of this physically, you demand that they're near you. If you are demanding that someone is near you, that is an attach physical threat response, right? This sort of demanding that something needs to happen there. Mentally, it's the same thing, right? And you just take that, what are the thoughts? My thoughts are, I need to be with you or you must be with me. That is an attach threat response. Emotionally, I can't function without you. I'm emotionally unstable without you. Flip side of that, you make me crazy. You have to do this, right? That is all attach, friends. All attach, physically, mentally, and emotionally response. Ask yourself now, which, if any of these, sound familiar to you? And ask yourself now, is it working? Do you have the relationships you want in your life, or is relational trauma responses getting in the way? It's a good question, friends. It's a good question. I genuinely hope you're asking yourself this, as this is our last week of mental health awareness. And the invitation is to lean into relational trauma and how it may be showing up in your life. We're nearing the end of this particular episode, and I am wondering, what's your takeaway? I'm sitting with moments where I've been in relationships that were healthy. I've been in relationships that were toxic and abusive. And I've been in relationships that were neglectful. And how tricky it is to see the neglectful relationships. There was a lot of fight in one in particular that I think of at the beginning. There wasn't any flight, right, that really stood out. But in particular, I think about how much of that submit and attach came in, trying to feel anything besides neglect, right? That is the very seedlings of relational trauma. Did I want to continue to have that with me? No. Took the time to look at it and to work through it, to really show up the intentional way that I want to. And I certainly hope that you are able to do that today. And if it's not privately with yourself in that journal, maybe it's with a friend. And if it's not with a friend, maybe it's with a professional. Whatever you need to move forward and live your best life. Let me know what you're playing with. Head to HoustonCreativeArtsTherapy.com/podcast, especially if you're looking to submit your own moment for an upcoming episode. I want to chat with you folks. For those of you who enjoy a bit of self-exploration, I will leave you with a question for the upcoming week. Here it is. When are you engaging in fight, flight, freeze, or appease, right? And that's with submit and attach. When are you engaging in fight, flight, freeze, submit, attach? When do you or the people you care about engage, in particular with submit and attach? I think those are the hardest to recognize. that's what we planned for today, folks. Thanks for taking a minute to explore your triggers as a human. And if this has been helpful and you'd like to support Triggered, Can We Play With That? Please feel free to leave a rating and or review on iTunes, as it actually helps other people find us when you do. Otherwise, stay curious.